Morning, everybody, and welcome to Chatting Between Takes. I am your host, Sean Benson. Oh, what a beautiful day. I slept like a baby last night. Thank you, Super 8. And got up bright and early. I'm an hour behind. Not that you're listening in real time, but it feels like that. So it's 8:15 for my homies and 7:15 for me. Been on the road a while already. Got up in the dark. Refueled, drank an awful coffee. You know, it's hard when you got a fucking score from your non-regular dealer, cause you don't know how to dose. Know what I'm saying, ladies? I don't know how much caffeine was in that. It felt like zero. So then it's like, well, do I get another coffee? But then I'm gonna have to shit in like 20 minutes. If there was caffeine in the first one, it's like early in my mushroom taking days. You know, you take shrooms. Hey, we've all been here, right? And then, you know, an hour in, you're thinking, ugh. Because, I mean, the standard, right, is you take your shrooms and you have two beers ready. And then by the time the second beer's done, you feel that little tap on your shoulder and it's just that little, hello. And because you've been enjoying your beers, you kind of forgot. And you're like, oh my God. So, you know, it'll be one of those days where an hour in, you're kind of sitting there going, nothing to be done. I'm beginning to come around to that way of thinking. Or whatever the hell waiting for Gatto starts like. That's what it feels like. So you take more shrooms. And then right as you swallow the last amount of the second dose, boom. Not just hello, but sorry we're late. And the marching band comes in. Know what I'm saying, ladies? So let's see how the coffee goes for today. Little metaphor, little simple story for you. It's really one of the most, I guess it's one of these things where when I hear these really standard stories, I always kind of go, yeah, I get it. But sometimes you have to live it. And here's my point. Last night, I don't have a great data package. Virgin, you suck. I fucking love you in Canada. I really do. I hate that I love my phone company. I want to be cooler than that. But in the States, you're a piece of shit. Because they don't have any kind of roam like home. And their data packages are prohibitively expensive. So, basically, I just sort of, well, you know, grab a coffee, check the map, and go. So there's ways to bypass major cities that are smart. And then bottom line is, I wanted to loop around the southeast side of St. Louis and then hit the 44 and head sort of southwest. But I didn't know that, and because I hadn't glanced closely enough at my map. So I end up driving through the sort of freeway / streets of St. Louis. It was gorgeous. These undulating roads that cut through the city. Gorgeous by night. Loving it. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, this is actually one of the nicest parts of my drive is through the freeway of this city. And then I kind of, you know, driving along and I realize, well, I don't know where I am. So I pull over, I check at a coffee shop and lo and behold, I'm way off my path. But by getting off my path, I drove the best road of my 14 hours yesterday, or 12 hours, or whatever it was. And then, in getting back to the route I wanted to be on, it got even better. And I was on these winding single lane roads through, you know, had the high beams on and just kicking through these nice tight curves in the dark and sort of like, you know, hilly, not quite escarpmenty, but hilly kind of country. And then I passed this saloon. So there's nothing for miles around. And then an actual saloon with 150 cars out front and more like pulling in. And I'll be honest, I had a moment of wanting to go there. And then I had a moment of going, yeah. But if I go there, I'm gonna want to have a fucking frosty beer. And I chose not to go there. And that is the cost of, you know, being me sometimes, is that vibe. It's kind of why I'm so attracted to it. It includes a certain thing. Not always, doesn't have to. I've often been to bars, probably thousands of times, without that being it. But that saloon, it was nice to clock it, note it, and give a little nod to my past, is the best way I can put it. Trying to pick up some local fucking skank and drink some cold beverages and, you know, drive home fucking toasty and, yeah, no. Wasn't going to be my night, but what a drive. It was like, one again, it got even better. So, anyways, that just for me is the actualization. I don't know if actualization, I think that means something else. Maybe it doesn't. It doesn't. Not today it doesn't. Today actualization means actually, as in actually, not fake actually, as in the new literally. No, it's the old literally, as in actualization of the, what I always think is wank ass when people say it, you know. Oh, it's only by getting lost that you can really find yourself, or, oh, it's only off the beaten path that the true whatever. It's like, yeah, that really did happen for me last night. I got lost and just fucking drove. No destination. I mean, kinda, but nah, it was great. It was really great. I think Eddie Van Halen says that. I think he talks, you know, when you're that good, I think he talks about how it's when you screw up, if you can catch it, that the real magic, it's that space between when you make the mistake and when you re-find it. Pardon me, my friends. I don't know if there's dust outside filtering in or what. In any case, yeah, I buy that. In that space between where you know what you're doing and where you kind of find the new doing, that gap, that's living. That is living. And by the way, going back to the whole drug booze, I mean, you know, no saloons last night, but back in the day, yo, Skinny Black, you remember me from back in the day? Yo, Skinny, remember yo mixtape? Best Terrence Howard impression ever. Yo, we is dogs. I mean, we is dogs. Oh, yeah. Whoop that trick, nigga, whoop that trick. That's what I'm talking about. Shout out to Ken Mitchell. I remember seeing that movie with him and we were just fucking in love. So good. Hustle and flow, baby. I feel like my life is hustle and flow. Hustle my fucking ass off and then get a bit of flow. And then hustle my fucking ass off and then get a bit of flow. Not a bad thing. Not a bad thing. I'd love less hustle. I want to be saved. You know, I went on yesterday about how much I want certain things. And it's that feeling that I'll be saved. Anthony Robbins talks about that, you know. Who will you be when you get the thing you think you want? Well, just be that now. Yeah, I get it. I don't have the Porsche Cayman GT4 right now. I genuinely want that vehicle. That's okay. We're good. Until we get that. That's really it, you know. That won't fix me. So what does need, or what do I want to be? Just be it. Don't dream it, be it. I can't listen to that one without weeping. It's so deep and beautiful. Rocky Horror Picture Show. Don't dream it, baby, be it. Don't dream it, be it. So good. And I don't just mean Rocky Horror Picture. I mean me singing Rocky Horror Picture. But, gotta pause for one sec. Okay, we're back. So what I was saying is back in the day, Skinny Black, back in the day. Back in the day, there really was a genuine desire, even if executed in a way that was unsustainable, i.e. booze and drugs, to find that space and live in it more than not, the space I'm talking about between where I know what's up and have the clear path and don't know the new route yet. Now, sometimes it can be as simple as just being so fucking hungover that I can barely focus and then struggling back to focus. So that's a real cheap version of it. but it was a legitimate desire for it, you know? And, I mean, Jesus, I even count, like, my 3 a.m. at the strip club, you know, with Sade by your side coming on, last song at the body shop. And I'm just there, and I'm looking for love. I'm looking for companionship. I'm looking for company. I'm lonely. And it might be a cheap way to find it. And by cheap, again, I love these ladies. I'm not degrading them. I'm saying cheap that I'm going to a place where they kind of have to be there. And if I got 20 bucks, they kind of have to give me 3 to 5 minutes of their time. But that's, this, again, the same version of very genuine need. Very genuine need to hang it out and have that space between what I know and what I don't. Which, again, is what this fucking trip's about, man, is what I know, what I don't. And the weird thing is for me is that I think it's about a destination when I start. But about 3 minutes in, I just start living in the fucking, in the drive. You know, I start living in the, maybe that's why I like the road trip so much. Because it's like, yeah. But right now you're just fucking kicking it in Rolla, Missouri. Again, I don't know how these things are pronounced here. R-O-L-L-A or Roya. Roya, Missouri, Roya. Starting to get into more rolling landscape now. Getting a little bit more interesting. I feel like today's going to be a real nice transition day. Tomorrow's going to be all like Albuquerque. I think I might even get there tonight, and all that stuff. Again, not in a rush, but love driving so much. So why not get there? And there's some stuff I can do in LA on Saturday. That said, I want to be open to the possibility of going left or right. Not quite what this trip's about. I do have to, at one point in my life, take a trip where I don't actually have a destination. That's the one I'm not great at. That's the one that freaks me out. It's easy to go, hey, I'm going to LA and bomb there. Because I love bombing and I love LA. But what about, hey man, I'm just leaving. What would I do? You know, where I'm actually stopping at a coffee shop for real, not just a Mobile gas station for, again, I think I might actually stop soon for a shite coffee. Maybe I don't need one yet. Maybe I do. I tell you what I'm seeing along the side of the road right now is, I wonder what the prices are. They're all closed because it's too early, but like I just saw a Mobile Pegasus sign that was, you know, 4 feet tall, like it would have been actually out front of a Mobile station. I wonder how much they want for that. I'd have to have it shipped, though, and I ain't doing that. Not really a shopping trip, this one. This one is about eyes open on the road. Had a great sleep last night, and normally I have to get up and pee. I got the small bladder. I don't know how you guys are. I'm a one peer a night. If not, like wake up at 6:48 the next morning and really have to pee. But my alarm's set for 7:15. So it's annoying as fuck. It's like, do I get up, pee, and then have to come back? But I've just woken myself up, but I'm pretty good at falling back asleep. Or do I try and, you know, bear it out even to the edge of doom? Chatting Between Takes mug available for that one. That one's pretty obvious. You guys know your sonnets, right? And I'm such a pretentious fuck, and I love it. I love it. I hope there's a part of yourself that you used to get made fun of for. Because believe me, when you're, you know, as pretentious a fuck as I am, you get made fun of it before it when you're young. But I never really cared. Like, that wasn't the, like, you know, stuff I've talked about where no one ever threatened to beat me up over being pretentious. If anything, even friends of mine. I remember Chris Duke. He'd just shake his head and be like, you are just something else. In, like, grade 8. But Chris Duke and I were best friends in grade 8. So it wasn't as judgment as much as sort of an accurate description. So... what part of you Ooh, okay. Let's challenge you to dig into yourself. And I don't mean by fingering your own anus. Or do I? That I know of. What? Yeah, I need that coffee. What part of yourself is a legitimately awesome part of yourself? So I love sort of obscure literature and quotes and trivia. So I like to incorporate that into my life. That's pretentious. It just is by any North American first world standard. So I love it. I think it's an awesome part of me, but had to face the firing line of sort of peer pressure slash what's cool to be that guy. What part of you are you maybe putting a lid on because so many people have commented on it, and then you feel self-conscious about it even though it's awesome? I wonder. I'm excited. Let me know on Facebook or Twitter. That's a great question. I wonder what part of me that I'm still maybe putting a bit of a lid on. You know, I'm not fully actualized in the sort of, you know, Paramahansa Yogananda kind of way. Autobiography of a Yogi. Read it if you haven't. Pretty brilliant. But so in any case, pretentious fuck. I was reading a little Paramahansa Yogananda, and I find his self-realization fellowship to be a little bit derivative, but his actual message and his own works are quite lovely. Yes, I think I was in Bali. Was it Bali? No, it was Monaco. Wah, wah, wah. Hey, if I get off at exit 153 right now, I hit the Lion's Den Adult Superstore. I'm just saying. A roar. You know what I'm saying? Like, is it really the Lion's Den? And should it be the Lion's Den? Because here's the thing. Bit of a sausage fest, isn't it, fellas? Yeah. Why would I want to go to the Lion's Den? How many women are pulling off the highway to buy porn right now? Or at any point, really? I don't know. Statistically, I'm going to say less than 5%. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's a run on Playgirl. But I'm going to say less than 5%. I'm making that up. It's less than 5%, though. That's a fact. I'm making it up. But it's a fact that it's less than 5%. Who am I imitating now? Donald Trump? I don't want to get political on this, but this guy will make up fucking statistics. And why not? Why not make up statistics about black-on-white gun violence when it proves your point? And nobody in the media seems to have the nuts to go, you're wrong. And then when he starts doing his, hey, fuck you, bully thing, no one has the guts to go, you can be a bully, but you're actually wrong. I don't know. He's good. He's a good bully. Right? Like, when you're a bully and you get what you want, as we've talked about, do you get what you want? But in a weird way, I think that guy's so, like, deluded and up his own ass that he might actually be getting what he wants. So good for him, not good for everybody else who, it's like I always used to say about Rob Ford. He might be an idiot, but everyone who votes for him is an idiot. Because everyone who votes for him knows who he is. Every time the media backs off and just goes, oh yes, sorry sir, sorry sir, sorry, sorry, sorry sir. And it's like, are you all right? Like, did you fucking lose your nuts up in your chin? Because he hoofed you with one comment so hard? You okay, little boy? Fuck. Anyways, in any case, less than 5% of women, that's a fact, pull off the highway to get porn. So that means apparently 95% of the people who are pulling off the porn, i.e. men, pulling off the road to get the porn, are going to want to go to the Lion's Den? Why? Don't you want to go to the, like, lioness's lair? You know what I'm saying? Don't you want to go to, like, Chili's? Does anyone remember Chili's? Not Joe's? Why do you want to go to Joe's? Oh, unless it's... Ah, see, this is where I'm... totally, not a homophobe, but I forget, there's gay people in the world. They want to go to the lion's den. Gay dudes want to go to the lion's den. There you go. I just figured it out. See, this is why you got to think out loud sometimes. It's important not to have the answer always when you start. So what you just caught is the beauty of the not knowing to the new path. And how worth it was that? You know, you're like, that is where the magic lies. That was an Eddie Van Halen moment for me. And for you, of course, because we're in this together. We're in this hot tub of chatting between takes, love, together. Do you like hot tubs? I don't know if I like hot tubs. They always just seem a little bit fucking like a lot of flaked skin kind of scumming up the surface. And but chlorine, you know, it just doesn't, I don't know. I'd way rather a nice dry sauna, steam room. Again, steam room, I just feel like that air is getting like, I don't know, stuff in the air. You know, there's something in that wet air, says the guy who vapes. Oh, by the way, I don't know if we talked about this. Laid off the vaping because while I believe it's much better than smoking, I was still waking up with like almost a wheeze. And then it would clear. It was weird because it was not great breathing, but then it wasn't affecting my workouts, you know? So that's why I initially was all about it. I was like, wow, I can enjoy pulling on this thing that I apparently enjoy. Oral fixation, lion's den. Maybe I want to go back. Maybe I want to go to the lion's den. And so I woke up, I'd be a little wheezy and sort of hack out a bit of something, but it wasn't like deep lung. I think it was just kind of the inflammation that, you know, studies have basically proven still happens with vaping. So, not gonna never vape, because I know it doesn't really cause the cancer and stuff, but not gonna vape the way like a smoker smokes, which kind of makes sense. And that's part of the deal is, look, if I start, that was a hell of a sneeze. Oh, I love sneezing. Sneezing and coming are right up there, man. They really are. That release is gorgeous. Woo! If you hold back sneezes, here's one for you. If you've got this big sneeze, I'm not talking in a board meeting, you know, or on set when they're rolling. You got to be an adult then. I'm just saying, if you're walking down the street with your man or your lady, and you got to let a rip and you clog that shit up, you're bad in bed. Fact. That's a fact. 97% of all people who abort sneezes, bad in bed. Don't know how to pleasure themselves or their partner. Fact. Hashtag 97% sneezes matter. Sneeze lives matter. Life sneezes matter. Hashtag. No. All expulsions matter. Yes, they do. But sneezes have been oppressed for too long. Oh my God, I'm coming around a curve right now. I gotta let you go and look at this. Okay, that was just too beautiful not to stop and take it in and breathe. Like these rolling ups and downs cut through. I don't know if it would be granite, something sedimentary. Oh my God, another adult superstore with a bowling pin as the big ad. It's funny because I was just coming back on to say, not kidding. Or is that actually, oh no, it's actually a bowling alley right next to the adult superstore. Are people really just driving along this highway needing to leave and get porn that much? Especially in internet days? I guess so. I mean, I should be because I don't have Wi-Fi, right? So it's not like I can drive and look at porn like I normally do. What's up, European hitchhikers? Hey, oh my, what? Back to the hotel for some group, what? Come on, who looks at that stuff? Who doesn't, that I know of? But really, a lot of porn stops along the historic Route 66. So yeah, no, I saw this one place, no joke, massive sign, Uranus Fudge Factory. Not making it up. The Uranus Fudge Factory. Okay. So that's got to be code, right? And then the other one, the Come and Go, spelled K-U-M, right after the Uranus Fudge Factory. I'm pretty sure there's like bathhouses around here. Maybe I could use a bath. Are you a little dirty, Sean? Have you gotten a little dirty? Let's clean you up at the Come and Go. Ayo! Ever since I met you, it's been you, you. You used to call me on your Come and Go phone. What? I don't know. Yeah, no. Man. I wish I'd gotten prostitutes back when it was pagers. Wouldn't that be great to, like, page somebody? Page a pimp? Anybody out there ever page a pimp? Ooh, maybe that'd be a track on Hustle and Flow. Even that was a little bit post-pimp, post-pager. Page that pimp, page that pimp. Let me find a payphone, call you right back. Page that pimp, page that pimp. Let me find a payphone, I'll call you right back. You know, you text your pimp, 911, emergency. A pimp emergency. Maybe it's a pimp emergency. Anyways, a lot of porn along these roads. So, historic Route 66. Got on it for a little bit. It's kind of, at least where I am, and I found this the last time. First off, Cars, what a brilliant movie. Secondly, it kind of just follows this faster, wider, two-lane version. But the faster, wider, two-lane version I'm on has actual, the same curves, but you can pass. Because that's the problem with the 66, is a lot of places it's one lane and you're just like, Now I get it, time gone by. But if it was the 50s, I still don't want to be behind a line of fucking cars where someone's driving 10 below the speed limit. That ain't gonna change, whatever era you drop me in. Whatever time capsule of a route you're putting me on. Now look, I get it. I bet you one day when I'm 80, I'll want like a nice old 911T. You know, not a real powerful, like a 72. And, these fucking two trucks. I just said that, and literally, I don't know if they're doing a convoy. Two-truck convoy. Way to drive the same speed, right, beside each other, trucks. One day I'll probably want to, you know, just make sure those carbs are tuned and trundle along that route. And maybe I'll be the guy in the old Porsche, but not going real quick. So I get it. I just don't want to do it. Especially because these sweeping curves, even on the freeway here, the 44, is so much better than any, let's say, 401 type driving you get to do. I mean, 401 London to Chatham, shoot me. That's just getting somewhere. You're not really undulating or, you know, it's just one, like the arcs are so massive that they may as well be straight lines. So this is pretty sweet. These roads get to be pretty sweet in here. And the one thing I find about America, as well as when, let's say I was in Germany, I think part of what helps that is that very genuinely, you don't just have east-west, you also have north and south. Because, you know, we pretty much have, in Ontario, the 401 going east-west, and then your farmland that was kind of cut out of that general, you know, pathway along the 49th, that's kind of it. You know, that's what that is. That's why we're such a massive but not densely populated country. But these countries that are more densely populated and have major cities to the north and the south and the east and the west, they tend to have more circuitous routes because you want to get up to Chicago from here. Well, you know, you don't just get to do a straight shot across farmland. So the route gets to be pretty great. So very pleasing. Anyways, I think I need to pull over and find myself a playgirl at one. I mean, a playboy. I mean, oh, damn it, Sean. You always let it slip that you're going to get the playgirl. Damn it. Fine, I'm going to get a playgirl at the superstore. And then I'm going to go bowl a few frames. Which comes first? Oh, that's nasty. What comes first? Do you go to the superstore and then hope the moist towelette gets it all off your hand and then go bowl? Oh, I need my own bowling ball. I really do need my own bowling ball, but oh, I need my own bowling ball. So if you're going bowling next to the superstore, you know, caveat emptor, bulliat emptor, bowler beware. Just saying, you might want to size the thumb hole up. What? Jesus, I've been away from my girl for like 36 hours and I've become a like wretched, horny prevert. That's French for pervert. A cuckold, I've become a cuckold. Nah, I don't think cuckold's it. I don't think cuckold quite plays there. Someone hit me up with the proper definition or use it in a sentence of cuckold. We'll get you chatting between takes set of edible briefs. What? Does he really have those? By the way, shout out to Mike Russell because he and I were talking about this. You know, to me it just seems unpalatable that if I could suck my own dick, I would. And believe me, I've tried. Who doesn't try? But I can't. Got to have a rib or two removed. Still might, but as of today, can't autofillet. So I think, well, yeah, I don't want to autofillet. That seems gross to me. But why? It's not like, you know, touching myself seems gross. That seems kind of awesome. And it seems like the whole world should want to do that. So then, is it equating auto-fellating with being gay? Well, I got no problem with being gay, just not gay. So, that, I mean, that could be part of it, but there's nothing gay about touching myself with my hand. So, it's not like that's going to make me go jerk off a bunch of guys at the come and go. Just one. What? No, no, no. Come on. Come on. Hey, get your head out of the gutter. Get your head out of the gutter. Get your fucking head out of the gutter, eh? Fucking prevert. So, still just feels a bit off. So, question. Maybe hit me up on Twitter or Facebook. If you could, men or women, hey, women, auto-fillet, would you? Do you think that'd be weird? I mean, I just assume it'd be so uncomfortable. But I guess there's nothing terribly comfortable about, like, that tense, rapid hand motion either. Unless I'm trying to play like Iron Maiden or One by Metallica, I'm never really going like that with my hand, and it does cause tension. So with that leaning forward kind of action, or I wonder if there's a contortionist who can sort of bend around backward and auto-fillet. I'll pay that guy $1 to watch that. I probably can. I bet you a kilometer, it'd be a mile. I bet you a mile up the highway, I could pull over to a truck stop. Maybe it won't be a bowling alley. Maybe it'll be a pinball arcade. Maybe it'll be a pinball arcade adjoining to the guy who can, like, contortion invert 1920s, you know, Todd Browning auto-fillet backwards. Maybe he's got a mouth in the back of his head. Maybe he's a freak. You're a freak. Let your freak flag fly. Almost cut my hair the other day. I wonder if I'd have long hair if my hairline wasn't receding. I always think I would. I always think I'd have that long hair again. At what point should you just cut your hair? My studio partner and buddy, Peter, he's got his hair shaved right down. Looks pretty good. Wonder when I'm going to do that. The Jean-Luc Picard. I don't think I'm ever going to go that receding, though. So what do you do? What do you do? Help me with my hair, people. Never know what to do. I remember when I was on General Hospital. Man, I got down those the wormhole of the message boards back before social media. And people would go on. And, you know, you can get 90% love, but you fall asleep thinking of the 10% haters. Haters gonna hate. But see, I didn't have Taylor Swift back then to let me know to shake that off. So I would read that stuff and people would be like, I think he's going bald. And I remember getting some of that hair stuff. I don't know, is it Rogaine? I don't know what it was. Some kind of shampoo that was supposed to prevent going bald. I don't think it did anything, and I didn't really enjoy using it. But I definitely took that to heart. And while I didn't go bald and really won't go bald, I did start receding. It's an interesting thing as an actor, you know, receding just immediately puts me out of a certain sort of young category. You know, I'm not going to play the college student anymore. Hey, note to Sean, you weren't going to be anyways, even with a full head of Fabio hair. Oh, God, Fabio hair. Oh, Fabio hair. How great would Fabio hair be? I mean, really, though. Like, really? Yeah, that'd be good. You used to call me on your cell phone. I know, like that hotline bling. That can only mean one thing. Ever since I met you, you running game. Ooh, I know that hotline bling. Hello, is it me you're looking for? Don't dream it, be it. What's the other one? I'm going home. Oh, I'm going home. That's so gorgeous. Look into that one. I'm going home on the Rocky Horror Picture soundtrack. Which then I think jumps into wham, bam, bam, ba-ta-ba, bam, bam. Oh, wild and an untamed thing. I get your fever and your hop and sing. Look into that one. Yeah, your head and your mind will sing. I make your fever and the blood will ring. And let the party and the sound rock on. We'll be shaking to the crack of dawn, dawn, dawn. Rose tint my world. Rose tint my world. Rose tint my world. Keep me safe from my trouble and pain. Da 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 da. Bow, bow. Oh, good stuff. Whoo. Good stuff. So I'm going to wind up this particular podcast this morning with just this one idea that I find so intriguing. I always have. You know, I love old sort of history of towns and, you know, the idea, I think it's 1792, that basically Toronto was founded with, you know, some settlers hitting what's the foot of now Yonge Street and then just kind of going, yeah, here. And then now Yonge Street's the longest unbroken street in the world. And you can go from, you know, Home Depot to Shoppers Drug Mart to TD and then rinse and repeat all the way up, you know, well past Barrie before you even stop just flipping that sort of suburban cycle once you get up north of the 401 kind of thing. So what's so interesting, like I'm driving through and I was just talking about north, south, east, west. So, you know, you got your pilgrims, whatever. People just kind of keep coming. And it's so crazy to me that, you know, I'm in Lebanon right now. I'm in Lebanon. I guess it's Missouri. Maybe I've moved into a new state without knowing it. And people just, like, who just stopped here? And when? You know, who's the first, what, wagoner who was like, I'm going to the ocean. And then just kind of got here and went, this is good. It's all right here. I don't see much around other than the aforementioned sort of Home Depot strip mall type stuff. But, you know, it's land. I just find that really interesting. You know, I'm not much of a pioneer. I kind of go where stuff already is for the most part. And, yeah, the idea that you would just kind of hack your way along and then just with no reason just go, this is it. This is where I'm going to spend the rest of my life, and I will birth children and grandchildren, and that's it. That's what's happening, and I'm founding a town, and we're going to call it Lebanon. Really interesting to me, really interesting. We owe pretty great debts to all those people who hit our cities first, you know. Guelph, I think, is 1823 where I'm from. John Galt cut down the first tree there. Same thing, you know. I mean, that river, the Speed River, it's a long river. I mean, he just kind of went, yeah, here. Chop a tree. Really cool. Anyways, I'm going to keep driving. You guys are the best. That's a wrap.